Good morning and welcome to Alive's Pentecost service. My name's Kay and I'm part of the leadership team at Alive. After the service, we're going to have an opportunity for coffee. The idea is you grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, come and join us back on Zoom with the meeting number below, and we'll have a coffee and see how we get on. Thursday mornings, we've been doing that for the last couple of weeks and that's worked quite well. So we thought we'd have a go this Sunday and see what happens. There's an opportunity tonight to join with the Southwest and pray. Southwest prays at 8 p.m. to 9:30 tonight. It's an opportunity to join with Christians across the region in prayer. So before we start, I'd like to pray. Father, as we meet this morning to worship you and adore you and give you the glory and spend time in your word, we ask for your blessing and your grace and your peace today as we worship you. Amen. Let's go into our first song, which is Come, Now is the Time to Worship.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for the
Hi everyone, James and Carol here. Missing seeing you all on Sunday, hope you're doing well. Just out on our evening walk, thought we'd record a little video to say hi to you all.
Hi.
Stay safe, enjoy the weather, and hope to see you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Fern will be in another one tomorrow, but this is just me. I've just gone for a cycle ride with Fern and I've fallen in the canal for the first time, and unfortunately I've lost my sandals and my glasses and a bit of a knock, all covered in blood, but I'm fine. And so that I miss you all and I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I hopefully I won't look like this the next time we meet. So God bless everybody, see you soon.
Was stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Hello everybody. Today is Pentecost. In our prayers we're going to think about four P's. Pentecost, people, pandemic and protection. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, for all that he means to us, and for the way your promised Holy Spirit poured out on the day of Pentecost takes of what is his and makes it known to us. Reveal to us, Holy Spirit, more of the love and the peace of Jesus, particularly during this time when so many people have been struck down by coronavirus and COVID-19. We thank you that we can celebrate this day as your people, the church, the community that you built, that you gave your life for, that you perpetuate throughout history, and still, though the doors may be shut, is open for the world to see that Jesus is alive. We pray, Lord, during this worldwide pandemic, that you will bring us your peace. We thank you for those who have cared for us, those who watch over us, for every department of our national life that as through this time has been forced to change. Lord, you know, you're in control. Nothing is a surprise to you. And we pray, Lord, that though nothing will ever be the same again, we will be able to adapt, adjust, and maintain your peace through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And finally, Lord, we pray for your protection. Protection upon us as individuals, protection on us as community, protection on our families and our friends, protection upon our community, and protection upon our nation as we belong to your world. Watch over us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Bless us today. Grant us to know on this day of Pentecost an amazing awareness of your presence, maybe like we've never felt before, in our own hearts and in the hearts of those we love. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Acts 2, verses 1 to 21 in the New Living Translation. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They must be drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Today's passage begins, "And when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place." Pentecost. It literally means 50 in Greek, or the 50th, and it's the 50th day since Passover. It's a Jewish festival called the Festival of Weeks, which we can read about first mentioned in Exodus and then again in Leviticus. And it was one of the three occasions in the year when all the men were commanded to gather in Jerusalem to worship the Lord. The Festival of Weeks happens literally 7 weeks after Passover, and so the day of Pentecost came. We read in this passage that Jerusalem was filled with Jews and believers, converts to Judaism, from many parts of the world. And it was no surprise, because of course the command to go to Jerusalem to worship the Lord there. God was not surprised by this. In fact, God planned this. The day of Pentecost in many ways is the beginning, but it's also the fulfillment. It's the fulfillment of what Jesus promised. Only a few verses earlier, in chapter 1, we read, as Phil spoke about last week, about Jesus commanding the disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait there until they're clothed with power from on high. That turned out to be about 10 days. Again, that was by design. It meant that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, when they were anointed, when they were empowered, then there was an audience there who heard the good news of Jesus Christ, who heard the gospel, that the Messiah had come. The Messiah had died on the cross, he had been buried, he had risen from the dead, and he had now ascended to be with the Father in heaven. That the Holy Spirit equipped the disciples, or the apostles as we're now knowing them to be called, to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ in many languages. And from here we see the beginning of the church spreading across the known world at that time. All these Jews, all these converts would undoubtedly go back home, go back to where they had come from, carrying the good news of Jesus Christ, carrying the message of hope, of salvation, of joy, and everlasting life in eternity with him. The fulfillment of the scriptures, the fulfillment of all that had been promised. This, as I said, was the fulfillment. It was the fulfillment of what had been promised back when John the Baptist, baptizing with water, making the way straight, declaring that one is coming who is far greater than he, one who I'm not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with fire and with the Holy Spirit. So the fulfillment of that, the fulfillment of everything that was promised, we read through the Old Testament. The Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who would set a people free. So Jesus has ascended to heaven, as Phil spoke about last week. The Holy Spirit has now come upon the disciples. We now see the church, the springboard for the spreading of the gospel across the world, the equipping of the disciples for the great commission that Jesus had called them to go into all the nations, preaching good news, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the meantime, between Ascension and Pentecost, they were waiting and praying. They did exactly what Jesus asked them to do. They went and they stayed in the upper room, not just the 11 that they were at that time, but they were busy. Just because they were waiting, just because they didn't understand or didn't know the timing that God had in mind, they did what they were asked to do. They waited and prayed, and they searched the scriptures, and so they chose a 12th, somebody to replace Judas Iscariot, somebody who would fulfill that role and be one of the apostles that would take the word to a needing, waiting world. Back in our current times, back in our world, we're waiting. Obviously, we're waiting for lockdown to end. We're waiting for life to get back to either a sense of normality or to the freedom of whatever new normal brings. So, are we sat at this time just wasting the time? Or are we searching the scriptures? Are we praying? Are we seeking God to work out what he wants us to do? Also, as those of you who are part of the Alive family will know, the end of this year, early part of January next year, is when the lease is up from our building. We need to still be seeking God to understand what he wants us to do as a church, what he wants us to do, where our meeting place will be. We shouldn't come at this with any preconceptions. We should allow God to be God, to seek him, allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, to give us wisdom and leading and direction. Back in Joshua, where the Israelites are about to enter the Promised Land, Joshua speaks to them as they stand on the banks of the Jordan and says, "You have never been this way before, but follow the ark. The priests are carrying the ark, and you will know which way to go." And this is where we're at as a church. We don't know at this moment which way to go. We've never been this way before. But it's a new time. It's a time when God is going to do something different. There has been lots of comments made in the news and the media that what will life look like post-lockdown? What will the world look like? Will it ever be the same again? I, like a lot of people, I'm sure, hope in many ways that it won't be the same. That we will find a world which is more caring, a world where people look out for each other, a world where we have a focus on the more important things in life, most of all, a focus on a God who saves, a God who sent his son to die on that cross, a God who paid the ultimate price that we might have life, that we might be forgiven, that we might be redeemed. A God that doesn't leave us alone. A God who sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to equip us, to empower us, to lead us, to guide us. We need to look to him as we read the scriptures, as we pray, as we meditate on his word. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to reveal his will for your life to you. As a congregation of people, we need to continue to seek him, to ask him to reveal his plans and purposes for us, that we might know, come the end of the year, where we are to meet, where we are to go, what things we are to do. I suspect very much that church isn't going to look much like what we've come to know over the last 7 or 8 years. But if we are following the leading of the Holy Spirit, if we know his plans, then it will be glorious and it will bring glory to him. The strapline for Alive Christian Ministries is seeing Jesus change lives. On this day in Pentecost, we see one very, very changed life. 50 days earlier, Peter had denied Jesus. Here, now equipped, anointed, empowered by the Holy Spirit, he stands in the midst of the people in Jerusalem and proclaims that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the one who can save. Jesus is the one who the scriptures and the prophets had promised. The Holy Spirit can make that difference in your life. The Holy Spirit can make that difference in my life. He can bring that confidence, that sense of hope, that sense of purpose. Let Jesus, through the work of his Holy Spirit, be the Messiah. Let Jesus, through the work of his Holy Spirit, be the one who brings life, who brings hope. Don't worry about what tomorrow brings, but ask Jesus for his peace and his joy today. Amen.
When I'm in
show me the glory of you.
Presence. There is freedom in your presence.
is the Lamb, you are holy.
Remember to join us for coffee at 11:30 after this service and the prayer, Southwest Praise, tonight, if you can join. And just as we finish, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy. Father, we thank you that you have poured out your Holy Spirit upon all men. Father, we thank you for the promise that we have in Jesus, that your Holy Spirit confirms to us in our hearts. And Holy Spirit, we do ask for your leading and guidance over the coming days and weeks and then months, Lord, that you would lead us, not only as to where we go as a congregation with regards to a building, Lord, but also who you will be leading us to in the coming days and weeks while we're in lockdown, Lord, that you would inspire us to find ways to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of hope of our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And if we don't see you for coffee, see you next week.